Hey, good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening?
Oh, and good night.
Oh, and good night indeed, ladies and gentlemen.
What about a nice Nutella cookie?
Oh, my. You're doing that?
Something I had yesterday. A little baked good.
Yeah. I love baked goods.
A little sea salt, Nutella. Woo. Sorry.
Yeah, I had a few carbs this weekend. It was quite delicious. Guys, welcome to a very special Juan Epstein. Mm-hmm. We're going to explain what exactly is going on in just a second here.
Or you could read the description that you just downloaded.
Yeah, or you can read the description. That's right there, as Seif would like to point out. But I do want to remind you.
shout out to the blind. We're going to help you out.
I do want to give a big thank you to our peoples at Squarespace.
Oh.
What?
I just started setting up my website through Squarespace.
Ooh, what's this website for?
Just recalculating the CypherSounds.com thing and moving things around, and I'm starting to do these improv classes and coaching. So
how easy is Squarespace?
Super easy, because I am computer. Not even what's worse than illiterate. Like, what's worse than that?
I don't know if there's worse than that.
Okay, well, that's what
you're that. You're yeah. that. No, that's the amazing thing about Squarespace. If you're trying to set up a blog, a website, an online store, whatever it may be, Squarespace, super easy. I've been doing it right now. I'm super psyched to launch the Rosenberg website and the One App website. Super duper easy. In fact, our engineer, who in my opinion is a pencil neck, he actually even created his own website.
What's a pencil neck?
I don't know. I just kind of made it up on the fly.
Okay. Is that a flattering thing to say?
It's not flattering, no.
But it didn't sound flattering.
He made a website. He said his dad sells solar power. And so he made a website for his dad. He said it was super easy. He got it done in a day. Super, super easy. So shout out to our friends at Squarespace.
I'm happy that our engineer Joey used Squarespace.
I know.
To set up a website for a con man? How do you sell solar power?
We'll get to that later. And I'll tell you what, he also saved 10% because when he went to squarespace.com, he used the code, wait for it, Juan Epp.
Oh.
Use that code, get 10% off. Juan Epp, it's J-U-A-N-E-P, Juan Epp.
You know, I was saying, how do you spell it? Because people probably spell it wrong, and you started to spell it wrong.
No, I didn't, did I?
You said W almost.
Oh, yeah, I almost said Juan.
J-U-A-N-E-P. Juan Epp.
Squarespace, build it beautiful. Seif, yes. I have an idea.
Okay.
What does this line mean?
No. Before you get to that, I have to say this because you know what I noticed? Hmm. I'm not on the radio anymore. I don't have hours and hours of broadcasting time.
Wait, hold on. You're on the radio anymore?
I'm not on the radio anymore.
What happened?
I got let go.
You realize that whatever is traumatic in your life, I make you say it and then laugh blatantly
well, I didn't
in your
get
face.
Let go.
I know, but sounds better for
you. But real quick, so. You know, I'm all into improv comedy, all this crazy shit. I threw up a workshop, right? I kind of did it as a test. I threw up a workshop. I opened it up on Instagram. I put a poster on Instagram and said I was going to give you the intro to improv. 40 people signed up, yo. I had to stop selling it because more people were trying to get in. And
oh my God.
Then it was like a weird snowstorm. So 33 people showed up. It was fucking amazing. And so right from there, I said, I'm doing a class. So I'm doing a 4-week class on Wednesdays, right?
Okay.
So I said to my group that took the workshop, some funny people in there too.
Really?
I told them, look, I'm going to give you first dibs. I'm going to put up this class 4 Wednesdays in a row. Sold out. Instantly.
How many kids
in the workshop.
How many people?
20.
Oh, so it's already sold out, the class.
Sold out.
Okay.
So I'm doing another one.
How much are you charging these people?
It's $200.
For the whole class?
Yeah.
For 4 weeks?
Yeah.
$50 a session?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I don't break it down like that, but yeah.
Right.
It might be more or less. But.
Right.
And they already got the workshop. So now I'm doing another one Sundays, but it starts this Sunday. So I don't know when you're listening to this, but if you're a real One Up fan and you're listening right now, like today, it starts this Sunday, March 15th, and then there's March 22nd, March 29th. We're going to skip March 5th because it's that weird... that Jesus thing when he like left and
Easter.
Came back. Yeah, he came back.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then April 12th. So, if you want to sign up, please go to CypherSounds.com or you can email me don'tgetgas@gmail.com.
That's it?
And
CypherSounds.com or don'tgetgas@gmail.com.
You go to CypherSounds.com, you instantly could just pay for it right there. You could put a deposit down to hold a spot or pay the whole thing and then and just leave me a message in the PayPal or go to don'tgetgas@gmail.com. And a couple people heard it on the first one. And that shout out was horrible. I was like, I'm doing a workshop because. And they still signed up. So this one now, I'm trying to like really, like, I don't know.
Get your life together.
It's not even that. It was amazing teaching something that I love. It was effortless. You know what I'm saying? And it was like so fucking fun that I want to do it again.
I gotta tell you something right now.
Put it up.
I want to be honest.
Yeah.
Those headphones, they look ridiculous on your head.
The Meek Mills?
You look like Princess Leia. I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm taking a picture to post this with the podcast. There's something about them. Hold on, that's me. That's the worst.
Here you go.
You look like Princess Leia.
So
don't get gas at gmail.com or cyphersounds.com. That's really, really cool. And
beautiful.
I hope you get some Juan Epers who show up too.
Me too.
Oh, I hope Billy June doesn't show up though.
I hope he does.
By the way, now I love insulting Billy June. When I do, he comes up and he's like, heard what you said about me on the podcast. Real nice.
Well, what comes up where?
Because I recently said on the podcast, we brought him up and I said, Billy June's one of those people who you love, but you hate seeing him every single time. And he was like, thanks a lot.
But where'd you see him where he said
that? I didn't. He texted me.
Oh, he texted.
And I said, lose my number. Wait, hold on. So, ladies and gentlemen, Syph, what does this line make you think of?
It's the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life, because the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th. It's the worst rhyme I ever heard in my life, because the greatest rapper of all time died on March 9th.
Yeah.
So here's why I played that line.
Yeah.
We are recording this on March 9th.
Yeah.
And today I was doing what I always do, which is spouting off about how stupid I think it is that we all celebrate March 9th.
Right.
Because it's his death day.
Okay.
And I think people celebrate birthdays, not death days. Because I know family's not into celebrating death days.
But that line made it so memorable.
But I only realized it today. It's the line.
Oh, yeah. And at the time he said that, and it sticks in your brain.
March 9th. Yeah. March 9th. So, like, now as a result, today, as we're recording this, it's the 18-year anniversary of March 9th.
Damn.
And I wish that we celebrated his birthday, which I believe is May 21st. But the fact that I don't even know what it is,
I know,
speaks to exactly what I'm talking about. So, as silly as I think it is that we make it all about March 9th, and I kind of trash that, and I hate people's stupid Instagram tributes. That said, I figured since we are recording, at least as I can recall, maybe someone can correct me, the first time we've ever done a one ep on March 9th, why don't we do a full Biggie retrospective today?
Why not?
I mean, you knew the man. A Jace, you knew him a little bit.
Yeah, a little. I never take credit, or not, that's not the right term, take credit, but I never overstate how much I really knew the guy.
How many conversations do you have with him?
Four
interactions or four conversations?
Four conversations.
You other what's ups, other daps?
Yeah, maybe a couple.
But not many. Much. We're under 10 for the whole thing.
Under 10.
100%.
Yeah.
All
but
right.
It's weird because I was always in his house. You know what I'm saying?
You ever jerk off in B.I.G.'s house?
I jerked off in a half bath, not in the full bath.
Well, you're not a scumbag.
No, I'm not gonna. Wait, I'm gonna jerk off in the shower?
No, no, you
spent a little ground floor half bath.
No, that's fine. That's totally fine. By the way, we're joking. I don't even want to know what Junior Mafia did in that house. God only knows.
Yo, when I would go to Biggie's house. So anyway, I used to DJ for a woman named Little Kim. And
you did?
Yeah. Mm. And Biggie's house was the meeting point, where we would go and everybody would meet, and then we'd go to the airport or wherever we were going. So basically, C's, Trife, what's the other kid's name? Nino Brown, Money L, D-Rock, they all lived in Biggie's house, basically, or would always be there. So Kim didn't live there, but she didn't live there at the time, but she would come from her house in the Bronx, we would meet there, and then we would go. And then after he died, she started living there.
Hmm.
Yeah. But
I wonder how long that lasted before it got weird. And someone's like, you're not married. You can't have this house anymore. Like, did that ever happen?
But I don't, because then D-Rock was managing her, and Miss Wallace was always there or lived there. She was always there.
And they were very cool, her and Kim.
I don't remember.
It gets fuzzy.
It is fuzzy. I think so. Definitely C's, though. Lil C's. But I would go there.
Did Lil C's look like the movie version of him that looked 7 years old?
No.
Slightly older.
Even when he was seven, I think C's looked about 30, 35 years old.
You have Lil C's phone number?
Yeah, I have a number.
I wonder if it works. You should text him.
Huh?
Text him. See if he's around.
He's probably biggied out today.
I'm sure he's biggied out, but you never know. I mean, you're Cypher Sounds. You have history with these guys.
Let's see.
Did you have a point specifically that we were trying to get to that I messed up?
No. Just saying I was just always in his house. But like I would go, like, he was never there. I've never seen him in his house.
Never.
He was never there. And like he was in LA recording Life After Death while I was on the road with Kim.
So here's what I think we should do. I think we should start out with is this the first thing you ever heard by this guy? This Biggie Papa? Was it this one?
Is that the first?
I think this is before. So basically, so here's how it goes, guys. Here are the early recordings of Biggie Smalls. If you want to know what people actually consider, if you're starting a set off and you're playing early Biggie and you want to do it properly, there's that. I was a terrorist since the public school era. Of course, there's that right there. There's, of course, this right here. Here we go. I got you. So what you say, Okay. I love it when you call me Big Papa. The show stop, but the rhyme drop, but super cat past the clock. I see you shivering. Check the flavor, Biggie Smalls is delivering. Lyrical lyrics, just flowing lyrics. That's Dolly My Baby Super Cat, the remix. And then there's,
look up in the sky.
It's a bird, it's a plane. Nope, it's Mary J. Ain't a damn thing changed.
We all know this one, of course, the Mary J. Blige remix. Yeah. And would you, are those the ones that pop in your head as the three earliest ones?
Yeah. Yeah.
And those are all significantly, although I'm not going to lie, you know what's close to around that time too? And we've talked about this
Dreams?
Before. You have Dreams, which was right around that same time.
As I sit back and relax.
The Dreams.
Do you do this when you play Dreams?
As I sit back, relax,
I added a snare in the beginning because it's so annoying to bring in. So I added a snare. Clack. As I sit back, relax.
Instead of doing the...
As I sit back, relax, steam a blunt, sip a Vex. Think about the sexy singer.
No, and there's another one, too. This one was also from around that time period.
No.
Close to it.
No, that's from the album.
It was on the album, but it came out a year before the album.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
I don't believe you.
On a Clue or Ron G, one of those tapes.
Oh no, but that Dreams verse is from something else. It's from an R&B remix, and then he made a full song out of it.
It is?
Yeah. But look, let's how mine starts. But I don't have the chord.
I can give you the chord. We can hear it anyway. We hear it sounds like I can give you the chord. Oh, you took it from another version.
I just put a little intro in it.
Why? Just because it messes with you to not have the snare?
It's hard to bring in that record.
No, it is. It's annoying. Yeah. It's not typical at all. So,
that Dreams verse is from something else.
It is. I think it is, but I don't know what.
Hey guys, we're off to a great start. Yeah.
By the way, it's going to be the complete comprehensive retrospective of the Notorious Big, brought to you by two guys who are making it up as they go along. Also, Come On with Sadat X was in that early, that early first period. I mean, the Dolly My Baby and the Mary J. Blige and Party and Bullshit are hands down the earliest
Puff
ones.
Puff was good at putting new people on.
What about this one? You know about this? Hold on. Let's see what I have in the way of this.
You know I had to get Bad Boy up on this
piece. That's not it.
You know I had to get Bad Boy up on this piece. Big shout to my man Puff Daddy, Notorious B.I.G. One time. I'm having not bring the snitch. And I love my niggas,
not my bitch. No. Locks, pop your clip. No way.
Bayside, come on. Alive to a lemon, my D.C. women. Women,
cooking heroin, the condos with elevators in them. No, there's one of the Mr. C joints. There's a Mr. C Biggie freestyle from around then too.
But it didn't come out.
This. No, it didn't come out then though. It came out like 95. This. If you want to hear questionable lines in a rap song.
I don't remember the Dreams thing.
You're now entering the mode of the Notorious Biggie Smalls.
What about Syph? When was this?
That's from Stretch Armstrong tape, I think. When those bad boys are gonna stop making- That's way later. That's Locks, yo. Vox came later.
So this is all the way up to like 95?
Yeah, yeah.
So do you remember the first thing you ever heard about Biggie? Do you remember when the buzz started?
I mean, that I was not even around the game. The one you played, the
Party and Bullshit?
Party and Bullshit is like the first thing on the radio.
Yeah, that was
from that soundtrack.
Yeah.
That's it.
And but then over time, over the next, because that soundtrack was like a year and a half before the album, and there was a lot of hype. And then do you remember when Juicy came out?
Yes. That I remember.
What were your feelings on Juicy when it came out?
I know exactly where I was. I was in a car and fucking, I was in Jersey for some reason. Maybe DJing or something. And Flex was playing and I had to pull over. Because this was like the new sound of Big. He always used to be like yelling before.
Yes.
And this was like smoother.
This was totally different.
And then I used to love the record, the original. I used to play it like when I DJed Open Up.
Oh, in general, you already played Juicy for
it. Yeah.
Because so a lot of DJs only started playing it after this.
No, like, I always playing because Riz taught me how to play all them classics. And I was like, this is incredible. And Flex played it, you know, classic 10 times.
Now, of course, when we had Pete Rock on the show, he told us that the original beat to this was this.
Pete Rock drum, which is on the vinyl is the remix.
Right.
But he was saying it was first the original.
It was the original.
And then Puff changed.
Guess what Puffy is? Smart. Do you think I don't know if this version would have become, it might have still come.
Nah, it's not the same. Nah.
Too hard.
Yeah. That's the difference between One More Chance and Lord Finesse's Big L's
the
same One More Chance.
MVP.
Same difference.
All right, let's hear what that is. So Big L, MVP. Let's see if I have that on my computer.
It's not pretty enough. Is your music loud in your headphones? But when I raise it up, your mic goes up, and I don't want to even hear you at all.
There's a way to adjust it, but... You seen what happened in my last fight, friend. I did. So you're comparing that to this.
Yes. Same sample. Smooth, baby.
So you're right. You're right. What's the big difference?
That's cognac? That's cognac?
You don't know what cognac tastes like, but it's like that, I imagine. So,
I got cognac Dutch Master wraps.
You
want some?
Oh, yeah, just roll them up. So, yeah, but I feel the same way. It was definitely a different style, especially compared to Party and Bullshit. And also, though, but I will tell you, I wasn't in love with Juicy right away. Like, I instantly took to Unbelievable, of course. Not that that's a major surprise.
Right. I did, too, but I loved Juicy.
You really did?
Loved it. Loved it. Loved it.
You want to know what my favorite thing about Unbelievable? Unbelievable is one of my favorite radio mutes of all time. Have we talked about this before?
No.
So I didn't have the clean of Unbelievable is not, for anyone wondering, the commercial single of Juicy has no clean versions on it. You need the promo for the clean versions. And I loved this clean version. Took me forever to get this. Ah, this isn't the real one. No, that's it. You hear it? In my bathroom. It's just a dope edit. It was just a really well done mute. Now, so also that same radio edit of the single, if you wanted to get the clean version of Juicy, Juicy Remix, and that is also what had Dreams on it, which was early in my digging career, the most expensive record I ever bought. I spent $30 on eBay to get my copy of Dreams.
Whoever's listening right now, tweet us, at Cypher Sounds, at Rosenberg Radio, the verse where Dreams comes from. I believe it's a Mary J. Blige remix.
Should I just tweet it live time right now?
Sure.
See what the people say.
Smooth. See, I always think of recording in the Matrix. No one's going to hear this right now, but they can see your tweet.
They can still see the tweet.
And it's March 9th, so they'll be...
They'll be hypersensitive.
You want to do the knowledge on March 9th?
Yeah.
While you're doing that?
Absolutely.
Okay. First of all, he died on March 9th, which is the born day. So you die on the born day?
Nine is the born day?
Yeah, nine.
Why?
Is born. you know, like 9 months, you're born.
Oh, right. Yep.
Nine is the born day. So today's the eight. No, today's the 18th anniversary of his death.
Whoa, double born?
So one and eight is all born into nine.
That's born day again.
Born day again. Ready to die. Life after death. Born again. Crazy.
I think I gotta do something for this.
Want to do the knowledge?
I want to do something very important here. How do people feel about me just pulling out plugs? Hold on. This is what makes this podcast. Listen, if you don't like it, guess what? Guess what? Shit. I got something else for you. There's only one person we can call about this to make this totally appropriate. Let's see if he answers.
I wonder who you're calling.
Turn that output on your phone up all the way, too.
Tell those pencil necks in the background to stop talking. There's no talking in this podcast. Everyone who's in this building has to listen to every word we say. Very important stuff. I'm currently letting a phone ring. Damn it.
Yo.
Perfect. Shawnee.
Yes.
I'm sitting
here. Shawnee Culture is the perfect person to call?
Yeah.
Oh.
Shawnee, Cypher Sounds and I on Juan Epstein, we were just breaking down how crazy the mathematics is on today being March 9th and being the 18th anniversary of Biggie's passing.
Peace, God.
Do you want to add anything?
Peace, God.
Do you want to add anything to that mathematics right there?
I mean, this is real, and I thought about this earlier today when we were on air, because I looked at the date, it was the 9th, which means completion and to be born.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So once you see that it's the 18th anniversary and today is the 9th and it's to be born and he's like born again and it's like Life After Death was his last album that he put out, it all makes sense.
Today is, we're in the vortex.
We're in the vortex right now. So
hold on, let's do the full math on this, Shawnee.
Wait, you're going to go full math right now?
Shawnee, let's do full math on this.
Hold on, we're going to go a step Street deeper, guys. Street. We're going to go deeper, because that's what we do here on
so
this.
Today is what?
Today is March 9th,
3-9-2015.
Yes, 3-9-2015.
Right? So that's understanding.
Okay.
Hold on, that's 3 and 9 is 12.
Yep.
Plus 2, 14. Plus 0, 14. Plus 1 is 15.
Okay.
Plus 5 is 20.
Okay.
Knowledge cipher.
Okay.
All being born.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, wisdom cipher.
Mm-hmm.
All being born in the wisdom. Nah, nothing.
Wait, what's the final math?
I think we had it already.
Right, so 3 and 9 is 12, right?
Mm-hmm, it's 12. Carry the 1.
3 and 9 is 12, which is...
Plus,
right,
2.
Plus 2.
Plus 2.
Plus
2 is 14. 14.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Plus 0 is 14 again.
Yeah.
Plus 1.
15.
15.
That's right.
Plus 5 is 20.
Right.
So that's wisdom cipher.
Okay.
Which is just wisdom.
Oh, of course.
Nothing there.
There's nothing extra.
No.
So the real thing here is just that it's 9.
So the full mathematics on it is wisdom.
Yeah.
So we got to move wisely, my brother.
No, I get it. I get it.
Thank you, Johnny.
I get it. I'm
Shawnee
just saying there's no actual Biggie connection.
All right, peace, Johnny. Thank you. He's like, so we got to move wisely. Thank you after all that. That was great. All right, so there you go. That's a bit of an understanding to what's going on here. So Juicy comes out. The talk continues. I don't remember. Do you remember how fast Juicy became a hit? Was it very fast in New York?
I still wasn't around. What's that, 94?
Yeah.
I wasn't around.
But what do you mean you were around? You lived in New York.
Yeah, in New York, but I wasn't in the game. I wasn't in the industry. I know the people.
Was Juicy on the Big Mac thing?
I don't know. I never saw the Big Mac thing. I've only ever heard about it.
Can you look that up there, Carhartt Girl?
No, she's not Carhartt Girl.
She's not?
No.
Everyone decided she was.
Yo, no, wait, she's not.
With the tattoo up here?
No, she's not
Carhartt Girl. Carhartt Girl of James.
I understand why they think she might be Carhartt Girl, but she's not. Carhartt Girl has a fucking
huge chimichangas. I mean,
Laura is closer.
What about Laura's boobs on her face?
That might be something.
I'll tell you, it would be something. I mean, she couldn't work for you.
Carhartt
if
Girl?
Laura's boobs, no, if Laura's boobs, the combination would be too much. You'd have to get rid of her. We couldn't have you around with her. Now, Itai, you can have a hot assistant, but could you have a hot assistant with a huge rack?
I don't know.
That might be a lot. You're still not used to Laura's boobs, and you've known her for 10 years.
Nah, I can't work with Laura.
You no, you did.
I can't. I had to leave.
You had to be separate. That's why a lot of people don't know why Syfe left, but that is why Syfe left.
I couldn't take. And she doesn't even show him off a lot. She's very sweatshirt heavy. And when she shows him, it's like...
So you don't think... You
oh, she wanted to be on the next one app to talk about Carhartt Girl. We'll have her next time.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll sorry. Have. Biggie.
I'm sorry. We couldn't let her get in the way of our very serious Biggie retrospective.
Well, this is the episode you can't afford to miss.
No, you can't afford to miss it. Not if you're a Biggie Smalls fan. Do we find out what's on the big map? Oh, let's see if anyone replied to the tweet. So I put out that tweet just a little while ago, and I said, what is the verse originally from? This is a great challenge to the world.
Then challenge!
18 replies since then. It was originally meant for Lil' Kim. Nope, that doesn't even make sense.
No.
Okay, probably stolen from Pac. Nope, that sounds like hate. Oh God, this is so bad. Ah! Could this be it?
Yeah.
Someone wrote Mary J. Blige intro.
Intro? What to what?
Was there another verse that he did on the remix to What's the 411 remixes?
What's the 411?
Remix. Remix.
That might be it.
Because Pooba's on the original, he's on the remix, correct?
That's it. That's it. What's the 411?
Let's see if anyone else gets this.
That's it. What's the 411? Hold on. Yeah.
Is that it? Hold on. We got to plug in, Syfe.
Plug up.
Yeah, this is it. Here we go.
Hey, yo, what's the 411, huh?
What's the 411, I know you got,
she probably do me sweat.
Yeah.
There it is.
The sexy singers that I want to sex. I probably go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle.
I knew it.
Gina Bell. She
and what's
oh, this is, oh my God, we're so stupid.
What?
This is why he got dropped from Uptown. Because the shit he said on this record. This is the record that caused Bad Boy to be created. Because Biggie was signed to Uptown.
And Puff
Uptown
was there.
And Puff was the A&R, vice president. And then he got dropped because of this verse. And then Puff left and said, I'm starting my own shit. Because if you're going to drop this guy, you're stupid.
Which line was
scary? Wait a minute, what about my honey Mary?
He has so many.
But it's the label he was on.
Hold your horses, I'ma show you who the boss of intercourse is. Sex, I'm taking no losses. Even groups like SWV and TLC, SEVIG with telepathy. The recipe, a picture hardcore with the gun. Pippin' ain't easy, but the show is fun. When it comes to nuts, I bust some one by one.
What was that?
So what's the 411? Yo, what's the
sorry, hold on, to go back to the
as I sit back, relax, steam a blunt, sip a
I like this better.
Think about the sexy singers that I want to sex. I probably go to jail for fucking Patti LaBelle.
Right there, Patti LaBelle.
Regina Bell, she probably do me.
Patti LaBelle was on that label. What's that label?
MCA.
MCA, yep.
And Patti was like, hell no.
Fuck Patti LaBelle. How dare you, you black, ugly motherfucker. How dare you.
Oh, my God.
Dropped them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that verse that we couldn't even think of what it was from.
It's very important.
Very important in the whole story.
Yeah.
Wow. I got to be honest. Is that on promo vinyl?
I have that vinyl. What's the 411 remix? I have that.
Is it a single or just on the EP? The remix? No,
it's a single.
Oh, my God. That exists?
Yeah. Look, the guy has the guy in this YouTube video has it. He's showing it off in the beginning. See?
Hold on. I got to see it. Wow. You know what? I need to get that.
On 45?
That doesn't exist on 45, I don't believe. Oh, you know why'd you do that? Jesus, you know, son of a bitch. Although I have real love remix on 45, which is $100, $75 to $100 piece on its own.
You just stunned it on me.
I had to. So he gets dropped from Bad Boy there. He's on Bad
Uptown.
Boy. He's dropped from Uptown. He's on Bad Boy. The single comes out. Juicy becomes a thing. It took a little while in D.C. I remember it took a while for that to become a thing.
You guys in D.C. are haters.
That's nice. Now, I'm trying to remember, like, I just never imagined at that time. Did you ever imagine that he would become the standard for mainstream rapper?
No, there's no way. Loved him. Thought he was incredible. Unbelievable. But shit.
But that every white girl.
Oh, he was on something else first. Heavy D.
Oh, he was
Heavy D album.
He
Blue
was
Funk.
He was also on that. You're right.
Yeah.
Freaky ass, thick ass, tech. Niggas better leave it alone. Hey yo, it's not because I'm jumping along, man. Oh man.
Who's this guy? Weird.
That's Guru.
Oh, really? You don't say. Let's get
it. Rest in peace.
Who's in the house? A bunch of niggas.
By the way, this song, if sung by the wrong group, would sound so racist.
Quick like a stick of dynamite. So call 911. Biggie's got a gun. To get to your back, I'm smoking everyone. Who's in the house?
See, that's where, that's the Biggie we knew. And Juicy was a whole new style.
Completely.
Yeah, so that's what changed it.
Can you imagine, when you talk about Juicy?
He was always yelling.
Hey, he was. He was.
Yeah. This album is dedicated.
Yeah. This album is dedicated. Big, can you bring it down a little bit?
Slow it down. You need D all the time.
Heavy D up in the limousine. Heavy D up in the limousine. On my wall. Every Saturday, rap attack, Mr. Magic. Molly Ball. I used to take rock to my tape pop. Big. Smooth, baby, smooth.
No, no, they only hear me where I be yelling.
With the hat to match. Remember rapping Duke? The hard
dog. He had the Meek Mill syndrome.
Can I tell you something right now? When he says, remember rapping Duke?
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
You I didn't remember?
I do now. I didn't know it before this.
Oh.
I didn't know. Da ha, da ha. Do I even have that in my thing?
Ha, 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 ha.
That's the shit. I don't even have
my
it.
My favorite
here.
Song of all time.
You tell me you don't like rap in Duke, I'll show you someone who doesn't like rap. Period.
Oh, you never thought that hip hop would take it this far. Now I'm in the limelight because I rhyme tight. Time to get paid, blow up like the World Trade. Born sinner.
I buy shit on Amazon like I have a job.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it surprise you? Isn't it weird? Is it the all-time world's weirdest radio edit that we now edit out blow up like the World Trade, right? And he wasn't rapping about 9/11?
No, he's rapping about the first time with the Vans.
How many people died? Like a handful of people died?
I don't know. It was significant.
It was a big deal. Yeah. I'm not saying it wasn't a big deal, but it was like, it wasn't inappropriate to say blow up like the World Trade.
No.
The building didn't come down.
That edit came at, like, way later.
After, I don't, right after, I imagine. Right, I wonder, do you think there was a play on Hot 97 where it aired and someone was like, you know what, we can't play that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Of a winner, remember when I used to eat sardines for dinner. Piece to Raw G, Brucey B, Kid Capri. Funk Master Flex, love bug star ski. Funk Master Flex, love bug star ski. Funk Master Flex.
Can you, I mean, if I'm Flex, I am holding on to that. Can we call Flex? What's the chance he answers?
I don't know that.
You don't want to talk to him?
Nah.
It's weird? Too soon?
No, because I don't want to. Isn't he doing like a Biggie book?
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
Flex is doing like a Biggie book.
That's a known thing?
Yeah. He Instagrammed it.
Of course he did. What kind
of... Maybe Simon & Schuster or one of them things?
A Biggie book that he's doing?
Yeah.
But what's he doing with it?
I don't know, but I don't want to know
what is
now.
Oh, got it. What does he do with anything?
What do you mean?
We don't know.
Oh, we don't know.
He just does it. He just does things.
I heard they're doing Wicked 2, and it's about Funkmaster.
You mean the musical Wicked?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What's the Wiz version of Wicked?
He's doing that. He's doing the black
Wick. What would be the... Okay, the Wizard of Oz, so the Wiz. So the Wick? He's
doing the Wick. Yeah, oh my God. Congratulations. But I'm just saying, that shout out.
Yeah.
Can you beat that? Is there a better shout out?
He was in the mix with those guys back then. He was in the clubs with Puffy and Jessica. He was on the radio. He broke all those Bad Boy records, man. He broke them.
Yeah, I broke them. I break records. I never get a shout out in the middle of Kendrick Lamar's single where he's like, Rosenberg played it. No, it's never happened.
Now. Different. It's different now.
You heard my shout out, right?
But remember, we spoke to, was it D-Dot? Derek Angeletti.
Yeah.
And he said Puffy's whole goal in the creation of Bad Boy was to get on the radio. So if you apply that formula, you Goodwill hunting that formula into what that shout out is, Flex was the number one guy on the radio. So why would you not shout him if your number one goal is to get on the radio? Right? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. It makes perfect sense.
When you backtrack, when you start piecing together all
the
words.
By the way,
apps.
I wonder what the full story behind that verse even is. Because at the beginning, keep in mind, the beginning of the verse, he says, Pizza Rap Attack, Mr. Magic, Marley Marl.
Yeah.
They're all already done with those shows. Those shows are no longer exist.
Right.
You wonder if Puff hears that and is like, yo, you shout out the old guys, you got to shout out the new guys. And the, and at
Flex Love Bugs.
Oh, I love Bugs Starsky. You got to shout out the new guys. Can I also shout out Love Bugs Starsky? He goes, if I'm going to shout out the new guy, can I shout out another old guy, please? So, favorite Biggie Smalls song.
There's no way I can say. One of my favorites that how I determine what my favorite song is a song that I can play over and over and not get tired of, like Elevators by Outkast. So Biggie that I could play over and over and over and never get tired of is Long Kiss Goodnight. Never get tired of it. Could play it 10 times in a row.
Who produced this?
RZA.
That's right. What am I, a moron?
I told you, stupid nigga, man. I told you to stop.
I make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese. When I release, you lose.
Who's Della Reese again?
C's. Della Reese?
Yeah.
That's the fat black lady in Harlem Nights.
Teeth like little C's, nigga, please.
What's that line about little C's?
Go back.
Lose teeth like little C's?
Because little C's crashed Biggie's truck.
Yeah.
And he lost his teeth. His front teeth are fake. Your dungarees,
and that's just the what about blood in your dungarees?
Go
is
back.
That ever good?
Go back a little bit.
All right, hold on.
Make your mouthpiece obese like Della Reese.
Right.
When I release, you lose teeth like little C's. Nigga, please, blood flood your dungarees. And that's just the half of my war path.
Is it a pleasant thing to have blood in your have it flood your dungarees?
No. Getting shot or a woman's period.
Where do you rank?
I should have said a woman's period, because if a man doesn't have it.
Yeah, that's a good point. Where do you rank this?
Who y'all talking to, man?
Check it out.
Big fan?
Yeah. Check it out.
Buck Wild?
This here goes out.
Not 100% sure. Rest in peace.
This story was supposedly about Anthony Mason?
I believe so. Not 100% sure.
But that is what's said.
Something's in there about Anthony Mason. From what C's told me back in the day.
Well,
and the other one is My Downfall. That's my other favorite.
You like late in the album. Do me a favor. Google Anthony Mason right now.
Why?
Let's see what his listed height is. I think he's taller. I think his listed height's going to be taller, but it's going to be very close.
Fucking.
You don't think it's interesting if it's exactly 6'5"?
No. Oh, I got to eat.
I'm sorry?
I got to eat.
All right, that's your alarm. That's how you do it.
I got to eat a protein.
I'm looking it up. I know you may not read into it, but considering...
One of the most 6'5 niggas, it could be anybody. He doesn't want you to know it's Anthony Mason.
But maybe he slips in a little.
Well, he said Knicks.
So you know it's Nick. No, we already know Knicks. But everyone always wondered. Listed height, 6'7".
That's right. That sounds close.
That's close enough.
One of them all. Yeah, one of them all means.
One of them all means you never
means
know.
6'3 to 6'7".
And by the way, let me tell you about how scary it would have been. God bless the dead. What an amazing player and guy. Do you have the size of Anthony Mason if you were in his house having sex with his girlfriend? The amount of fear that would run through me. Best song on by the way, Saif, what do you think Shawnee Culture's favorite Biggie song is?
Not the one with the reggae chick.
Of course.
Oh god.
We want to respect.
Yeah, respect it.
Favorite song on Ready to Die. And also, do you have the Ready to Die bootleg?
What's that?
Remember recently, like, people put out the original version of it. It had all the originals.
Scattered. Probably some of them. I was in college. Nassau Community College. and this kid I knew had just got the, I think it was a CD, and he was playing what's the robbery one? Give Me the Loot.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I'm buying this today. Today.
I bought this album at a weird store. I remember buying some. I bought it at Kent Mill Records. You don't even know about that. No, you literally don't know what Kent Mill Records is. It's a local DC chain. I don't know where. Syfe, where do you place this? Where do you place the first album?
What do you mean?
Where do you place?
Do I like the first one better? I like the second album.
No. I mean, where do you place it all time with like your favorites? Is it like? And I know you're not big into. I'm not going to get you force you to do actual rankings.
It's like if Ready to Die, if Life After Death is 2, Ready to Die is probably like 7.
Wow,
but it's in top 10.
But you have both top 10?
Yeah.
Guys, by the way, while we are sitting here reminiscing on the great, late great, Notorious B.I.G.
Notorious! I hate that song. Why did I sing this?
Please don't ever do it again. I want to tell you about the work that I'm doing right now with Squarespace. I mentioned it earlier. I'm going to mention it again. I'm currently... They have an amazing situation, okay? You go to squarespace.com. You type in the code WANEP. They'll give you 10% off. All right? It's only $8 a month, okay? I mean, this is, and you get a free domain if you buy Squarespace for the whole year. So not only is it completely affordable, but if you're someone like me who is website illiterate, and Syfe is a notch below website illiterate. The other day I mentioned the podcast to Syfe and I said you can get on iTunes. You know what his response was? What's iTunes? You've never heard of iTunes?
No. Now I have.
Just now, or you remember from the last time we talked?
I don't remember.
Do you know what you can do on iTunes?
Listen to WANEP.
That's right.
I've never listened to a WANEP.
I know. So that's the amazing part. However, you are creating a new website as well with squarespace.com.
Yeah. Yep.
And even you can figure it out.
Oh, yeah. It's super easy.
I don't want to.
Super easy. You just put this, boop, 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 put that, boop, 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 done.
I don't want to disrespect you.
Please don't.
In any way. No, believe me, I wouldn't. Would you describe yourself as a bona fide moron?
No. No.
But what about when it comes to websites?
Well, Bonafide says there has to be some kind of official ruling. I'm too dumb to know where to get those rulings.
He is lost like an animal in the street, but it's simple enough with Squarespace. So go over to squarespace.com, use that code WANEP. They'll give you 10% off. And guess what? That also shows support for WANEP, so we keep it going. Guys, I know we've been promising a major WANEP guest, and it's coming up very soon, but we can't do it without your support. So we hope you'll do that at Squarespace. Squarespace, build it beautiful.
Awesome.
By the way, you know you're wrong. Ready to Die is the better album of the two.
No.
Yes.
No.
Hands down.
No.
Songs have to be removed from Life After Death.
But it's a double album, though.
It doesn't matter.
If you add up all the great songs, it's still more than Ready to Die.
Do you like this song?
Not a fan.
I actually am. I like that one. I think it's one people would point out. What about this one?
Come on. Yeah.
What do you mean? Come take on. It out?
Yeah. Not my favorite.
You're not a club DJ, though. That's why.
Yeah. I am too a club DJ.
No, you're not.
I wasn't a club DJ 25 years ago when you were.
Yeah, this was rocking.
I wasn't a club DJ when you had to use the knobs on the mixers.
This was rocking. See, that's what I'm saying. You take out the club song.
It's grown on me.
I goes on and on and on.
Crazy. We'll take them to the crib. Hey, you can hit us right now on Twitter at Rosenberg Radio or at Syfe Sounds and tell us what you prefer between Ready to Die and Life After Death. I'm a Ready to Die guy. I think Ready to Die from beginning to end when you start this album. It starts out with the intro's amazing. Things don't change. Into.
Crazy. Yeah. Motherfuckers better know.
That's not it though, Syfe.
Fire.
So you wanna be hardcore with your hat to the back, talking about the. Let's play a game, Syfe. I'm gonna quiz you song by song. Track by track.
Yeah.
Producers.
Okay. I'll try.
Intro. Doesn't even count. Puffy. Here we go. You don't know. Darnell Scott is what it says? Mm-mm. Don't even know what that means. All right, how about this? This one you can figure out.
Easy Moby.
There you go. Yeah. All right, hold on,
That's,
don't overthink it.
Oh, no, is that... Oh, Easy Moby.
That's right.
I gotta hear the drums.
So you wanna be hardcore.
I have Easy Moby's bass tone.
What about this?
Easy Moby.
Oh my god. This is bonkers.
Pre-Hitman.
Yeah.
Easy Moby.
Damn it, how do you know this?
I can tell when the drums come
ready,
in.
Ready, motherfucker.
You won't know from the samples. Mr. C.
We gonna kill your ass.
See how staticky that switch is?
As I grab the Glock, put it to
right there, you can tell. Will be.
The safety is off.
His bass. Hear that bass? Listen. That bass right there, stop that. I have that tone. It's the same bass from Lifestyles of the Rich and Shameless, Jeeps, Lex Coopers, Beamers, Benz. It's the same tone. My friend gave it to me. It's just boom.
Same as this?
And he put it. Nah, he didn't use it in this. Because that's it's so much of a sample.
All right. What about this?
That's a totem pole.
Honey's homie bigger than the condom filler. Whether it's stiff tongue or stiff dick, Biggie squeeze it to make shit fit.
Wrong. Chucky Thompson and Puffy.
Chucky Thompson. You sure it's not a co-produced?
It says Blues Brothers, Chucky Thompson, and Combs.
Okay, I apologize.
Now we skip the Fuck Me interlude, which I'll give all credit to Puffy for doing that. He did a great job with the fucking sounds. And we go right on to another one you may be familiar with.
Easy Moby.
That's correct. And then?
Fuck all you hoes. Get a grip, motherfucker.
Yeah. Puffy. Well, yeah. Who's the co-producer?
Poke.
Ah.
Sife, who are the Blues Brothers?
Isn't that Lord Digga?
No. I think Lord Digga is a separate... Oh, maybe you're right. No, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Because that's the only person credited for this, too.
Yeah, Lord Digga and whoever the other guy was.
He did that? What about this?
Let me ask you a question,
y'all. I had a set of keys during the day to help me back up my nickels. In the process, I admit I tricked a little, but you was my bitch, the one that never
said. I don't know who did that.
Blues Brothers.
Ah.
Oh.
You know that.
Oh.
Check it out. Do we know that?
Oh.
I'm shocked at how little of these I know. Like, I know all the names that were on this album. Yeah. I'm shocked at how little I remember our...
Yeah, who did this? Was it Tone and Polk?
Chucky Thompson.
Chucky Thompson. Oh, like an R&B producer, I think. Oh, ooh, I don't know who did this.
Polk and Puffy.
Early Trackmasters.
No, fuck the bitches. Fuck all the
stink ass.
All my niggas know.
You like the song?
That's why I get my nut and I be out the fucking dough. They
might. It's the only skipper.
No, I respect to me is a
skipper. Oh, I respect is a skipper too.
Actually, I started listening to respect.
It's gotten better. It's gotten better. It has. But it was a skipper.
Who did that one?
Easy Moby.
I don't even remember that song.
I won't disrespect you by playing Unbelievable. Primo. And then lastly,
Lord Finesse.
That's right.
I'm a piece of shit. It ain't hard to fucking tell. It don't make sense going to hell.
Okay, here's something interesting. Why did Lord Finesse come in with the random production credit super late on Ready to Die and Chronic 2001? Like track 17 on both. It's like Lord Finesse.
I'm going to say he was probably late.
Turning it. So are you suggesting that Lord Finesse could have done God knows what?
No, I think, you know, in that era, coming out of the mid-90s, going into the late-90s, like, Lord Finesse was, like, one of the illest producers. And Big was definitely a fan.
Do you think we call Lord Finesse the answer right now?
Sure.
You really do? What would you bet the odds at him?
Oh, that he'll answer?
Yeah.
Does he have your number stored?
This number? No way.
Then no.
Zero chance?
20%.
Let's see. Ain't finna. Let's try.
Why have we never had Lord Finesse on the podcast?
Because we're at fucking idiot assholes who don't deserve a podcast.
Is this podcast making sense at all?
The one we're doing right now?
Yeah. I'd go back and listen, but I've never listened to one.
I mean, what do you mean is it making sense? Nah. It is a conversation. We are two people talking. We've talked about Biggie throughout the whole thing. It's themed.
Yeah.
I meant to do it more of like a story of them, like what happened. What are some other memories you have? Like, I'm just trying to scan my actual memory.
The picture you ever seen, I think it was Reasonable Doubt album release party at the Palladium. You ever see the picture of Jay-Z and Biggie on stage and Biggie's like in a peach suit?
Yes.
Yeah, that was there that night. That's one of my conversations with Biggie.
What was the conversation like?
Nah, it was.
Take us through the conversation. I'll be big, you be.
I don't even remember.
I'll be big, you be you.
I do not remember. What Nothing. Up, Syph? Oh.
he did, but he knew your name.
Yeah. He knew me from, how would he know me then? I guess Flex shouted me out. When did Reasonable Doubt come out?
April 1994.
No, Reasonable Doubt.
That's a different album. That would be a Jay-Z album. Yeah. That came out in 96.
Oh, no, I wasn't on the radio. Wait, how was I in a Palladium then? Maybe I was with Riz. How the fuck was I in the Palladium?
Why wouldn't you have been there? What's wrong?
I didn't
with
start
you?
In the radio till 97.
And you're like, why would anyone have let you in anywhere?
Yeah, I had to be with Riz.
Super loser. I mean, who let you in?
Oh, that's when Joey Ae got hit with a bottle that night.
Oh my god!
Yeah, smash.
All right, Syph. Turn down the computer plug for a second. I'm gonna pull it out. Pause. Just turn it down for one sec.
Turn down for one.
All right. You didn't do it in time. I still heard it. God. That's why I called you a pencil neck before.
Promise. That's not why you called me that, but I forgot to mute it in your phone.
All right. Well, you can turn it back up. Here we go.
And use the term cans, please.
Yeah, you have to if you're an engineer.
What's going on, big man?
Oh, my God. Oh. Syph, can you believe it? We have the funky man himself, Lord Finesse, on Juan Epstein. Ah, it's a miracle. We were betting about whether or not you'd answer, but fortunately I texted you first, Finesse, so you knew who I was. But how are you?
I'm good, man. Yeah, if you ain't hit me first.
Never.
Finesse, if he didn't hit you, you wouldn't have answered?
Nah, I don't answer no numbers I don't know like yeah. that.
God, by the way, Lord Finesse, on the phone, could you sound any more like Lord Finesse? You sound exactly like Lord Finesse should sound on the phone. So real quick, there's two things we have to cover with you. Number one, it is absolute insanity that you have not been a guest on our podcast yet. So can we arrange that in the near future?
Yeah, of course. That's not a problem.
You're relatively close to the city, right?
Yeah. I mean, what city are you talking about? In New York. I'm in New York.
We're in New York City. The Big Apple. The Rotten Apple.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, you know? I was out in Cali for a good amount of time, but I'm back.
Okay, so here's the question. So when we get off the air, I'm going to call you and set a date so we can have you in for a full episode. Ooh. I know. So
it's the L-O-R-D-F-I-N-E-double-S-C.
I know. But here's, how did, can you tell us about working on Ready to Die?
Well, that kind of happened, you know, by accident. You know, I say not by accident in a bad way. It was like, you know, Jesse West put me on to working with Puff, you know. And, you know, he's telling Puff, yeah, Finesse is a great producer. Everybody knew me as a rapper. A producer? I don't know. So, you know, at that time I was working with Puff, and this was before the Hitman, of course. He was like, I want you to work with Biggie Smalls. I didn't know who Biggie Smalls was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but Jess was telling me, yo, Biggie is nice. And I was like, word. You know, but we all wanted to get on the Mary J. Blige remixes and Jodeci, and that's what was popping up at Uptown. This is when, like, Bad Boy was just a logo. It was a throw-up logo in the back of Puff office, and you would sit in front of it. There wasn't a label or nothing yet. You just see this big logo say Bad Boy. It was dope. So he had me work with Big N from the first day I worked with him, which was on the Party and Bulls remix, you know.
Oh, that's right. So you actually worked with him on that remix. That's right.
I don't remember that. It came out?
What? Yeah. It came out as a second single, right? Wasn't it like a promo single that came out afterwards with the remix on it?
It was on the other side, yep.
Okay.
So I had a chance of really sitting down and building with him, man. Big was the coolest.
He was definitely a fan of yours, though, right?
Yeah, we definitely loved hip hop. We would chop it up, and yeah, he knew who I was, you know. But more importantly, when I heard him flow, I was like, yo, I never heard nobody ever sound like Big when he first was rhyming for me, and it just freaked me out how his flow was all over the place, but it was on. And I was like, yo, this dude is crazy. And I remember, you know, going back and telling the show, like, I work with this Biggie Smalls dude. This dude, he's nice. You know, and they would look at me like, because for me to give somebody props, it was like, yo, this dude must really be nice, you know.
Well, we were just saying, when you mentioned his flow, Syph and I were just talking about the fact that when you worked with him at first on Party and Bullshit, he was very early 90s, yelly, kind of all over the place, kind of a much different MC than he was by the time you guys got to the end of the album and did Suicidal Thoughts. Do you agree?
Nah, definitely. I mean, I just posted a freestyle with me and him freestyling back and forth.
What do you mean? Where did you post this?
Where is this?
It's on my Facebook. It's on Law Finesse DITC. You know,
ooh,
on Facebook.
Let's get that.
And it got us rhyming. You know, this is 94. And it was actually a session we was in, and then we got bored with the session. And he said, "Yo, let's go downstairs. It's this club." And we walked in this club, and we just got on the mic, and we was going back and forth, and it was crazy. I decided to post it. You know, shout out to my man Pickin Slim, you know, because he got that, you know, the real footage.
Wow,
footage from him, you know. But yeah,
Finesse, why is it that you have these random late track in the album production credits on major albums like Ready to Die in 2001? Is there any pattern to it? Is there any reason that you jump in with these track 16, track 18 situations on these major albums?
Well, with Big, I didn't know. I hadn't a clue what he was going to do with that beat at all. I didn't know it was going to close the album. Actually, I was just so happy I made the album, you know?
Which is interesting, because at first you were probably thinking, I guess I'll just do this stuff because I want to do other Uptown stuff. And then it turned out to be something you really wanted to do.
Right, you know, because when I got to know him, and you got to understand, we worked on Come On first. Suicidal Thoughts was second.
Told you, Syph. Come On was another one of those songs that was mixtape-ish, the one with Sadat X,
right,
that was mixtape-ish, right, and actually dropped well before the album came out.
I believed you in right. that. I just didn't believe the what.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That was first. Come On was second. And then Puff ain't want Come On at that time for that project. Don't ask me why. And they took Suicidal Thoughts. That's why I said I was just happy that I was on the project. I'm like, oh, wow. You know, I'm on the project, and it was like, I ain't know, because it said, your joint closes the album. I'm like, word. You know, so I'm listening, and I'm like, yo, this is crazy. You know, I was there when we printed the track, and I wish I still had a joint. I had a joint with me, Big, Jess West, and Puff Rhyming on Suicidal Thoughts early, before he did the song to it.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, I was just blessed to work with. I don't know the trivia behind me being on the end of albums, but I'll take that any day, you know, to work with Big and a Dre, you know.
What do you which one do you has had a bigger impact on your life? The credit on Ready to Die or on 2001?
It's funny, cuz sometimes it still impacts my life, cuz a lot of people don't know about either. So when I say it, they go back and check it and go, yo, I ain't even know.
Yeah, but you know? But your mailman knows when he delivers those heavy quarterly checks.
Yeah, man. I mean, the Dre joint was just, you know, I tell this story all the time. I went to the mailbox, you know. You know, you just go to the mailbox, shorts, T-shirt, you know. go get Chanel, and you, I see the royalty statement. You know, I open the royalty statement, and it's one of those times where you just want to walk in the bank straight from the mailbox with your shorts and T-shirt on. Like, you don't care, because this dude is weird. Who's this, you know? Until you putting that deposit slip in, and they go, oh. You know, but, yeah, that was, like, when I first seen the check like that, that was just unimaginable.
Well, hold on. And are either of those checks better than or less than the whatchamacallit record? Syfe, what's the record?
What?
Check it out now. The Dust Brothers.
The Funk Soul Brother. Oh, no, it's a Fatboy Slim.
The Fatboy Slim record. What's the best of those three? Is it the Dre Money, the Biggie? Which one?
That's a tragic story. I'll hip you to that when we...
Oh, we'll talk about it when you... No! All right, we'll hear that when you come in.
Oh, no.
That's why when it comes to hip-hop and business, I take it so serious now, because before you would be loose with it and you would be cool because you was a person that was you're a producer, you're an artist, so you know the trials and errors with it, but then people take your love for it as advantage, and then when you get with it and you really get business on them, then all of a sudden you're the villain. You know?
Yeah, and that's... Man, We'll get to that whole story when you come in, but when we get off the air today, I'm gonna text you and let's try to set it up for next week.
Right.
Hey, Finesse, thanks for making time for us on a whim. I really appreciate it.
No doubt, man.
And thank you for Suicidal Thoughts.
Man, thank God bless Biggie and, you know, Puff for putting it on the album, you know?
Absolutely. Thanks, Finesse.
All right, peace.
Cheers.
When I die, I want to go to fucking hell. That song is scary.
What? Where he's at on it mentally?
Yeah.
By the way, Syfe, since I got back from London, I got to say, big on Cheers.
Huh?
Cheers.
Oh, Cheers.
It's a great...
Oh, how was it?
London?
We'll talk about it later.
Exactly. So, Syfe, now we've spoken to Lord Finesse, who talked a little bit about his producing for Biggie. We talked about Life After Death versus Ready to Die. Did you like anything? I'm going to tell you guys one thing. Then, of course, Biggie came out with the posthumous Born Again album.
Oh.
You like anything on it?
No.
Not even this? Oh, damn it, I ruined it. Hold on, guys. I'm unplugging again. Let's see if he can do it. There we go.
Why are you trying to clean that one up? Let the little static be
in
there,
I hate that one, though. For some reason, that's a bad one. That...
I like it.
All right. Well, it's the funk Dr. Spot.
Medicare. Biggie. What are you asking?
You don't even know the song, do you?
No.
See if you like it.
I don't.
Oh.
Oh. Come on, big.
Oh. Fuck that, I preach it, my now reach
that's
it.
Definitely a
the prestigious cats that speak this. Willy shit, flooded pieces, my hand releases.
So you don't like anything on...
I mean, I might... That one sounds good. I might... If I gave it another listen now, at the time, I couldn't listen to it.
Bad boy, baby.
I know, I don't consider this part of that album, put it that way. Is that weird to say?
Yeah.
It's its own
thing. It's the lead single.
I know, but it's its own record to me, in my weird mind.
Why do you think they didn't use this when he was alive?
The original beat is whack. You ever heard the original beat?
Nah.
I could definitely see how it was a skipper.
The original?
Yeah.
Is it similar?
I don't think so. It's different. The beat was different. That beat is...
That this was for the remix album.
Yeah, and it's dope.
And Eminem was great on too, if I do say so myself. Syfe, how do you feel about this?
Oh my God. Sorry.
Yeah, motherfucker, say your prayers. Hail Mary, full of grace. Smack the bitch in the face, take her Gucci bag, and her North Face off her back. Jap her if she act.
Uh-huh.
Funny with the money, oh, you got me mistaken, honey. I don't wanna rape ya. I just want the paper, uh-huh, the visa.
It's the Big E and Frank Sinatra album. You haven't listened to that?
I have. It's not.
Not into it?
No.
Well, how do you feel about Biggie? So Biggie remixes in general at this point, you're done with.
Nah.
The body of work is...
There's a couple of cool little ones that I heard. I have one over Flashing Lights that I play all the time.
You play that a lot. Love.
Yeah, that's a couple of here and there, but...
So where do you put him? You know, if you can remove... You can't remove how affected he is by the fact that he passed away. But where do you put him in the grand scheme of things as an MC?
He's my favorite rapper.
Number one.
Favorite.
Why?
Number one.
Why is he your favorite?
I don't get tired of listening to his songs.
So it's not just it's more than the rapping. It's the beat selection. It's what he did.
Yes, yeah. But like you know me, I'm not into like I'm not a words guy 100% like some people are. You know what I'm saying? I think you might be more of a words guy. Like,
well, I'm not really, compared to words guys. I'm not. Compared
yeah, but
to
there's
you,
some people like Chica over here. Words, all words. Don't even know there's a beat playing. You know what I'm saying? We just want to listen to acapellas all day long.
Eminem acapellas is all they need.
Yeah. But like, his shit was like not too complicated, not too simple. I like the way, I love Biggie's pattern when he would rhyme like.
Would this be her favorite song of all time right here?
Flitter like that Kim lady. I'm buzzing. Dirty dozen. No. Naughty rotten rhyme up.
But like, I like how Big would like rhyme not the last word of the sentence, and then the last word of the sentence would be the first word of the next line, stuff like that. I just fucking love it, man. Just love it. But Big hated the studio. That's why he doesn't have 1,000 songs like Pac did, you know?
That's part of the interest, the intrigue.
He just would come in, play the beat. You heard the stories, like just lean back, close his eyes, smoke weed, lay the verse, and want to get the fuck out of there. Wasn't a studio rat.
I gotta tell you, it's what makes him. It makes it even better.
What's the song? Is it Panther?
Is there, yeah, he's on the points.
Okay, he goes first, right? What C's told me was that they were doing that record and all the rappers were in there like, yo.
Hold on, let's play it. I've never played the song from the beginning ever, by the way. Construction tins to acts with rings, flipping mixtapes. To bitches feeding me grapes, keep my mind state. Big Papa flow is lethal. That weed make my ass wanna kill more people. Fuck the game, give me the game and the range. My niggas up the bar, drop top Jaguars. Lock on you when you step in the car. That's that superstar status apparatus.
Who's on that record?
More wins the catches. C's roll the ass in the pocket with the line. I'd rather not say as my seats recline. Hold on. I want the presidential rolling. So I crush them, seize the guacamole. Making Robin scream, holy moly. Big Papa, fuck a cape, I'm that paper crusader. Playing Sega in the wild. And every feature verse, you can hear these on freestyles too. I shot dice with a beer, that sounds like Coolio next. Sif, I want to be clear. Pretty sure that's Coolio. When your ass is born, it was all on the lone. And when it's time to die, you'll be all alone. So, okay. That's Coolio. Ill Al Scratch.
Yeah.
Red Man. What was the point you were going to make?
Buckshot.
So what was the point you were going
to
make about that?
So they said that Big went to the studio. And everybody was standing around like, yo, who gonna go first? Who gonna go first? Who gonna go first? And Big's like, I don't got time for this. I'll go first. And it's like, latest verse, I think it was something like two takes and walked out. He's like, I'm not here to hang out with a bunch of fucking rap dudes. Like, and he would just always do that, just be in and out.
I gotta tell you guys, and I know, you know, one of the unfortunate facts of what's happened since Biggie died, because him and Pac died seemingly in related incidents, is that everyone puts them together. They shouldn't be together.
What do you mean?
Biggie's way better than Pac.
It's different, man.
Totally different. You're right, 100%.
Bigger, better in what?
Fine. You're right. Totally different.
Yes.
They're totally different. Pac was a more impactful cultural hero to people.
Yep.
Biggie was the much more impactful MC. In my opinion. Like, I mean, I guess on the West Coast, even on the West Coast, do they have as many Pac records that rock a party as there are Big? There's like 35 Biggie records that at least on the East Coast, and frankly on the West Coast.
That was his focus. That was Biggie's focus. Pac had a different focus.
What was his focus?
They don't belong in the same category.
That's what I'm saying. That's the main part, is that they really don't belong together. They were cool. They knew each other. There were some ties.
Yeah.
But how many other rappers did he know as well as he knew Tupac? A million.
Yeah.
Probably had fallouts with some of them too.
Right.
It just didn't turn into this whole bullshit.
Right.
Which has skewed the entire conversation to it being, well, Big and Pac. It's really not Big and Pac.
Ever.
There's Big. There's Pac.
Yeah.
There's Buckshot.
Two completely.
There's Ill Al Scratch. There's the Panther soundtrack. There's a ton of rappers.
Yeah, they shouldn't be compared.
They really are totally different.
Attitudes, way they grew up, rhyme style, beat selection, everything is completely different. Yeah, this is an untouchable funk, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. This is for all the players and the playettes. But I'm Well, the argument is that Pac taught Biggie how to be like that. So maybe they are
more related, but is it true? Will we have...
Hey, yo.
Is this the only real song that they were on together? Real?
I don't know.
By the way, if you ever want to hear a verse put horribly off beat on a million other remixes, this Pac verse. Since the days of a seat, I'm under pressure. The stress of had me drinking, thinking niggas after me. Much too paranoid to blink. Wonder why the police don't want to see me stacking G's. They after a player, but I won't let them capture me. I gotta thank the Lord for the weed and the NC. I can't sleep. This is such a Pocky Pac verse. I keep
my pistol by my bedside. Extra Pac on this one. In the chamber, preoccupied with homicide.
My life's in danger, rolling down the 45. Beware strangers, and I like that he says beware of strangers. It's a good message to drive home. That's what the fame does. I'm probably wrong, but I'll never know until I'm gone. From out the gutter with the jealous motherfuckers wrong. Pass the weed, let that Hennessy get to me. If anyone's paying attention, he just said weed, Hennessy, for the second time. Before the penitentiary, let's get it on. Untouchables at your door. I do love that he says before the penitentiary, though. I think Poobah's next.
What is this from again?
I thought you knew. The Eddie F album.
No, the Big L one is real. They both did the Big L. Hold on.
Niggas know who's the mind blower, the weed grower. Have you seen doubles like Noah? The rhyme flower, the
sound. This is before Ready to Die?
I don't think so. Oh. He's not yelling.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe Pac told him not to yell.
That would be smoother. He's definitely smoother. Reminiscing on my swinger days when I drove a Cadillac. He had swinger days? My bitch sported finger waves. Yeah,
she had the Gucci boots. I had Cerucci suits. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Me and my girl want to fuck you and your wife. Junior Mafia representing Bucktown. Mac 11 cop back, niggas better duck down. Face down, you know the routine, the green earrings. You know the drama Biggie bring. Let's get it on.
What's the Big L one? What are you even talking about?
The Big L one.
Big L and Biggie aren't a song together, are they?
Yeah. Big L, Biggie, and Tupac.
No.
Yes.
That's not a real song.
Yes,
dude.
It is. I'm guaranteeing it is.
That
because
is not a real song.
Yes, it
song.
Is. The beat was changed. I'm telling you right now, I worked at Ruckus at the time.
Isn't it like Deadly Venoms or
Deadly
something?
Venom, yeah. I worked at Ruckus. Here's the story. You fucking ready?
I'm ready. I'm going to look it up right now because I think it's full of shit.
Pac was in Harlem for Above the Rim.
This story is a fucking myth.
No, it's real.
That song seemed like the most put together.
That, because it's not the original beat, but they recorded that to... Well, I don't know if they recorded the same day.
But they was intended. I'm fine with, I'll settle for if they were even intended to be on the same song.
Yes. Yes. Big L. And I think there's one more person that they don't have on it. Big L, Biggie.
Wait, please don't tell me they cut off Party Artie. All
you
right.
Know what it says?
Let's see. You know how they list the songs on Spotify? Like what's the most popular songs for the artist?
Yeah.
Big L's are. Put It On.
Yeah.
4 million plays. MVP, 1.5. The Graveyard, that's the one with Jay-Z, right?
Where's Platinum Plus?
Not there. Street yeah. Struck and 98 Freestyle. It's bullshit. See All. But you know what, Syfe? Wait, so you're saying this is the one on, it's on The Big Picture? Deadly Combination.
That's it. Deadly Combination.
It says Big L and Tupac. It doesn't say Biggie on here.
Oh, they wouldn't clear it. I have it somewhere. I have it somewhere.
So you're just going to say that. You're
sorry, I forgot they didn't clear it. I remember there was, I remember now because I remember Jarrett from Ruckus was talking to Pac's mom and Biggie's mom.
I heard that's because he was trying to smash both.
And yeah, he wanted to get the threesome going. And then the guy who ran Big L shit, who's the white kid? Damn, I forgot his name.
There's a white kid who ran Big L shit?
The flamboyant. Big L and the white kid were partners.
Okay.
The one who put out the albums.
I don't know who that is.
He was talking to them, and they couldn't get Biggie shit clear. But I don't know. I don't even know if it was Biggie's mom that wouldn't clear. It might have been Bad
Boy.
There
was just someone who wouldn't clear.
Yeah.
You're saying
I have the. I have it. I have it. Email me. I'll find it. It's
really?
In my house somewhere.
Where is it in your house? Where would that be?
It's either.
Is it under your Aniche sweatshirts?
I think I have a test pressing. Vinyl.
You think you have a test press vinyl of a Big L, Biggie, Pac song.
Yes, they pressed it on vinyl, and then they couldn't clear it. That's why it's not on the album.
So would that be in your Big L section in your house?
Yeah. It's probably written in marker. You know how many test pressing Raucous records I have?
Probably a fucking million.
A lot.
Oh, my God. Do you have all your Raucous clothes in one place?
Yeah. And bags. What's it called? Deadly Combination?
Deadly Venom or Deadly Combination?
Combination.
Were you the A&R of that?
Nah, they had that shit. Right here, it says right here, Deadly Combination, Biggie featuring Tupac and Big L.
Where does it say that?
On fucking YouTube.
So there's the version of it exists on YouTube already.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's not. That's why I'm bugged out that it seems kind of rare.
But it doesn't say that on the album version here.
It's not on the album.
Will you turn the volume down on the
just
computer
give me
again?
Goddamn fucking.
I don't like it. Give me the wire. I don't want the pop.
Give me the wire.
I don't want it. All right, I did it.
Now turn it on. I want the pop.
No! Listen to that. It's the Slife. Stop! Come on. Enough is enough. That sounds like shit, miss.
Oh, no, there's an advertisement. Shit. Hold on, guys.
See? Now, all that effort for that.
Talk amongst yourselves.
All right. Well, London was nice.
New Move Free Ultra.
Well, you can turn it down. They didn't even pay for this. So that's kind of ridiculous.
Turn down for what? This podcast sucks.
I don't know, but is it kind of good?
I don't know.
What do you guys think?
I've laughed at least several times.
Well, have you learned anything, though?
Yeah, I'm learning a lot of shit.
Yeah, what does he know, though? He doesn't know anything. He's just making stuff. This isn't about solar power.
Yeah. What was that dude that ran flamboyant? White kid. Woo! I definitely have this on my mind.
So is that the instrumental?
But my mama got me on my I'm hard. Jehovah said I'm barred from the pearly gates. Fuck 'em. I didn't want to go to heaven anyway. But my mama got me on my knees with my hands gripped. Talking about some praise the Lord shit. Hail Mary, fucker. I never knew her. I probably screw her and dump a body in the sewer. I'm father. My pot stuck up those spots. Big black and mean with the fist by the gallatines. What you expected from his next of kin? I'm loco, bro, but ain't no Mexican.
Excuse
I got in the bedroom.
Excuse me.
A shoddy by the shower if you wanna shoot me while I'm shitting. The lesson from the Smith and Wesson is depressing. Niggas keep stressing. The same motherfucking question. How many shots does it take to make my heart stop and my body start to sit? Ron G, stop the pain. You know I love the mystery.
Oh, Ron G. That's what they recorded for.
The hype, nigga. You know the pain.
Ron G. It was like for a run. It was in a. Okay.
All right, now it makes sense.
Above the Rim is in Rucker Park.
Yes.
And Ron G's from that area, Polo Grounds. And they recorded for Ron G.
See, now it makes sense. So it's really just a random kind of song.
Like a Ron G.
You know I love the mystery. But hey, with Ron G. Dressing me with the hype. Follow me, tell me if you feel that. I think niggas is trying to kill me. Picturing pistols.
I remember the story. It was something like, literally, like Ron G looked out his window and was like, is that Tupac?
No.
Yes.
You have Ron G's number?
No.
Come on, Syph.
I don't have Ron G.
How could we not be able to get a hold of Ron G?
I wish. I know, I got this.
I'm looking. Hold on. How about Ron Artest? I have Ron Artest.
All in any means necessary. This is the youngest DJ in charge, Ron G from Uptown 155. I decided to decide where y'all really know that Ron G's no joke. You know what I'm saying? Now I want y'all to check this joint out.
Ron G, you got it going on. You got into the soulful Harlem mixtape era.
Oh, which tape is that?
Ron G number 8. Best whatever.
Could you just do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you take out some of the noise? Some of the hiss?
Yeah, that's it.
Jump ahead a little bit. Let me hear how it sounds like. This is unlistenable.
Not if you had an Acura rolling around Harlem.
Well, you can turn the treble down, Liz.
Sorry I left you grinding.
All right, we're getting off the beaten path here. Let's get back to our very organized Biggie retrospective.
This is good. This is random Biggie shit. It was Ron G, Tupac, Biggie, Big L, and I believe there was someone else. And I know Stretch had something to do with this. Stretch, the Live Squad Stretch, not Stretch Armstrong.
Because we could call Stretch Armstrong.
Yeah.
You can't get Live Squad Stretch, can you?
No. I believe he had something to do with it.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
they couldn't. I forgot they couldn't clear for the album.
By the way, guys, I have a couple. You know what? I'm such a fucking douche. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
Wait, why do you answer like that? No, I always sit and I go, you know, when we had a cancellation, I'm like, oh, who can I get that I haven't gotten? During this episode, I've named like three people whose contacts I have that we haven't gotten that I want.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
So here's what I'm going to get for coming weeks. And I'm doing this.
Are we? Okay.
And then we'll wrap up here. Eddie F.
Sorry. Hold on. Hello.
What are you doing? No. Sife.
Could you open the door for Carhartt?
For Carhartt? You called her Carhartt. Eddie F.
Eddie F.
Would you agree that would be very, very interesting episode? I mean, the tie-ins with Heavy D.
Yeah. That's a deep one. That's a deep cut.
That's a deep cut?
Yeah. Nobody knows who Eddie F is.
I guess more people know Salaam Remy, you think, than Eddie F? They're not far off, dude.
What?
On levels of people knowing their names? Eddie F was so tied in to Heavy D and Untouchables Entertainment. But, I feel like people
when
know.
When you go through Salaam's record.
Well, it's insane.
You won't have the same reaction with Eddie F.
No.
If you don't know who either one are. I'm not saying no. I'm just saying.
Do you think it's a deep cut?
It's a deep cut.
Well, let's find out what the people think. Let us know. But I would love to have Eddie F.
Okay.
You'd still want to talk to him, though.
Yeah, of course.
Easy Mo B.
Yeah.
I mean, fucking, what is that? What the fuck is going on?
And then
we realize we haven't had Lord Finesse.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
The Diamond D one we had was okay.
We need, I know, not enough.
We didn't get De La back.
Don't talk to me about De La. I don't want to talk about him.
Now, what's the deal with this podcast?
What, Juan Epstein?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What are we doing?
How do we make this better?
I don't know. Do we want to make it better? Because that means we have to go more commercial.
No.
Do we want Ray Shremmerd on 1UP?
I love Ray Shremmerd. I do not want them on 1UP.
So that's not what 1UP is?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think there's any value to it. I don't think there's a value to having even big... I got to tell you, even like a J. Cole. Love J. Cole. Don't think it's a value add for our listeners. Mm. I don't. I think the people have to have some sort of history or a really random, interesting perspective. Like, for example... Childish Gambino makes sense because we know him and because he'll ramble and talk about other parts of life and he does comedy. His history isn't necessary.
And not J. Cole?
Does J. Cole have other interesting parts besides him just being a rapper everyone likes currently?
Right.
I mean, I think he's going to be great, but I just don't know if it makes sense yet.
Yeah.
Not that he wouldn't have great stories, but I don't know. I think I like that our podcast generally is themed. Now, there are some weird things that don't make sense with the theme.
Fat Jew.
Fat Jew, where does he come from?
Right.
But we do comedy also.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Tracy Morgan, Patrice O'Neill, Bill Burr. We have an endless list of people.
But those three, yeah. It's like the same way I don't know.
What about porn bitches? How do they fit on?
They don't. I hate those episodes. Not that I've ever listened.
You just felt uncomfortable doing them. But yeah, you survive them. You survive.
I do my dirt by my lonely. I can't be in a room with some chicks pulling their titties out in front of other dudes. It's just not me.
I know. I got to tell you, wasn't me either. And then I took a squeeze one time and I said, you know what? Doesn't feel too bad. By the way, do you know that in that episode one of Juan Epstein that we just put back out is the episode where you say, if I can feel them, then they're real?
Yeah.
It's in the first. Hit you up? First episode.
Tweeting that.
You said about three or four things in that first episode that you've repeated for 7 years.
But I said
years.
That before, 1UP.
Not to me. I'd only known you like 3 weeks.
I know, but if you could touch them, they're real. It's been around forever.
You've said that for a long time?
Yeah. Way before 1UP.
I think you should go back. Will you go back and listen to the first one?
I can't.
Why?
I can't.
Just hear what it sounds like.
Why?
It'll be interesting to hear yourself. I think you could grow from it. What's the part of you that can't handle hearing yourself? How about that? Let's tap into that.
I don't know.
What is it? You're working on yourself. You're getting more comfortable. I feel like you should go back and listen.
It's no, I don't know. It's no value.
Cypher, real quick, before we wrap up, London was great. You're beloved out there.
Really?
Everyone knows you.
Really?
Everyone shows love.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Londoners.
I said, well, you should bring him back. Then they went, nah, we're good. And I thought that was weird. But no, a lot of love for you out there. I saw your boy Snips.
Yeah.
Nice
cool
guy.
Dude, right?
Yeah.
Real cool dude.
I had a really funny experience that I want to talk about on YFC, but I'm kind of scared.
Do
it would
the
like,
next one.
I'm kind of scared the person would hear it. I'm always scared of that now, that someone's going to hear what we talk about on the one episode and it's going to go back and ruin my life. Shout out to Carhartt Girl.
Guys, we have to get this in order of who Carhartt Girl is. It's out of control.
Because it's the she's now the mascot for Juan Epstein.
Right.
And we don't even have a real image. Can someone just draw the... Did you see that tweet? Then someone said, look at me, I used to be Carhartt Girl in high school?
No.
Didn't see it?
No.
Hold on.
Oh, and are we doing... No, we'll do this in the next one.
You want to save it?
Yeah.
What's it about?
I can't tell you.
All right. Hold on, I'm going to pull up this picture and just tell me, before we wrap up here, whether you think this is right. I got to tell you, I think this girl hit the nail on the head. Now, when you type in Carhartt Girl, what else could come up? All right.
Let's check out this Carhartt Girl. And it's funny because most Carhartt Girls would say,
"That's me.
I was one." You're not going to recognize it if you are one now. You have to grow and recognize your Carhartt girlness.
I don't see it. For some reason, when I search for the tweet, her tweet about I was Carhartt girl, it's not here. She's like, look, I used to be Carhartt girl in high school. And the picture is, I mean, she is wearing some sloppy jeans. Some sloppers.
Where is it?
I can't find it.
It's a tweet?
It was a tweet.
To you or both of us?
I think probably both of us. But in searching for it, it's not coming up like...
She Why might have you screenshot it.
I should have. I'm an asshole. Send a car, girl. Can you send that again? Anyways, over and out. Rosenberg Radio, Cypher Sounds. Thanks for. I know how I'm going to list this podcast now, though. I'm gonna be like, oh, if you're looking for a really comprehensive, thoughtful, well put together Biggie podcast, this is not it. If you want to hear a bunch of random shit about Biggie, though, this is it. Anything, Cypher? Again, if people want to sign up for your class,
well,
how could
it's
they do
at
that?
The end now, but. excuse me, cyphersounds.com. That's CIPHASOUNDS. Or you can email me at don'tgetgas@gmail.com. Please sign up. It is loads of fun and can help you in your everyday life. And if you want to pursue comedy,
guys, I've been promising and I still promise it. Major episode coming up soon. Thank you to Squarespace. We'll catch you guys next week. One app. Peace.